Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you back this morning. Now, for the last few weeks, Pastor Reynolds has been talking about eternal security of the believer. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started discussing the arguments that some people try to use against eternal security. This included the argument that if people know they have eternal life, then they'll not even try and serve God. This, of course, is false. A saved person, once they see Christ, they want to serve Him. You know, that doesn't mean that we won't fall away sometimes, but deep in our heart, there's that burning desire to serve the Lord and to get back to what He needs us to be. You know, and someone that states that, now I'm saved, I'm going to go live however I want, and I'm going to forget God, and goes off and does it and doesn't even care, I would say that probably that person was never saved to begin with. Because once you've been saved, you know and realize that Christ puts something in you, and He dwells in you, and it gives you a desire to serve Him. When you see what you were and what He did for you, it gives you that desire to follow Him. And so let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he finishes this topic of eternal security.
Another objection to the doctrine of the eternal safety and security of all blood-bought believers is this. The Bible says you must hold out to the end. Well, now people say that. But why don't we find out exactly what the Bible does say? Let's read the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, and verse 14. The passage states, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." And again, Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 38. "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." These two passages are declarations made in the book of Hebrews, made by the Apostle Paul. Many of the strongest passages in the whole of God's Word on the security of the believer are found in the writings of Paul. But Paul does not contradict himself. Paul also speaks about the power of God in salvation, and Paul also speaks about eternal life. Paul does not contradict himself. Why doesn't Paul contradict himself? Well, it's simple. What Paul writes, he is inspired by the Holy Spirit of God to write. Besides, hear what Paul says in the same book, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. I read to you Hebrews 10, verse 38, which states, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Notice verse 39, Hebrews 10, 39, the very next verse. "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Paul states very clearly, some may draw back, but those who are genuinely converted will not draw back. Not believers is what Paul is stating. The whole issue is this. Why will men take isolated passages out of their immediate connection, then by their misuse bring about all this doubt, sorrow, and trouble concerning the eternal security of all blood bought believers? Why will they do that? Notice, though, another frequently quoted passage. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10 states, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." But many people will reply, "Well, you must be faithful unto death in order to be finally saved." But that is not what the passage states. It does not say, "Be thou faithful unto death in order to be saved." Read the passage again. Revelation 2, verse 10. "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Hear definitely what the passage states. "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." The passage does not state, "I will give thee life." The passage states, "I will give thee a crown of life." How strongly the Bible teaches that the faithful shall be rewarded. A crown. God offers a crown, a reward to every faithful servant. and believers will be faithful. In conclusion, let me call your attention to two passages of Scripture. The first is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 15. The Bible states, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." This passage states concerning believers that some will be saved with no rewards. They will be saved, yet so as by fire. Notice also the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 11. The Bible states, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity." Now listen to what the Bible states. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." But notice this passage. "But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." These two passages teach two very important truths that all of us ought to know. They will help us mightily in rightly understanding the great subject of the eternal security of all blood-bought believers. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 15, the first passage that I read there, show us mightily that believers can be saved, yet so as by fire. Believers will go to heaven when they die. But there's a difference between receiving a reward and getting into heaven. Believers will go to heaven, but rewards are different than just getting into heaven. There no doubt will be believers that will lose rewards because of unfaithfulness in this life. The second passage, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 11, teaches us that believers can have an abundant entrance into heaven, but they might not. The Scripture says, there in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, that believers ought to add to their faith, ought to add virtue, ought to add knowledge, ought to add temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. The Bible states we ought to add these things. But if the believer takes for granted his salvation, knowing that he's going to go into heaven, and forsakes the things of God, they will not add to their faith. They will not add virtue. They will not add temperance, nor patience, nor godliness, nor brotherly kindness, nor charity, and they will have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. Note very carefully, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 11, the Bible does not say that they will not be purged from their old sins. The Bible states explicitly they will have forgotten they were purged from their old sins. The Bible states there in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 11, that every believer ought to make their calling and election sure. it is our place to do that. It is God's place to save our wretched souls from an eternal hell, but it is our place as believers to be faithful to God and to make our calling and election sure. If we do that, the Bible states in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 11, that we will have an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The question is this: believers, what do you want? You can have either. Do you just want to be saved, yet so as by fire, and just barely slip into heaven, not to have any rewards when you get there? It's up to you. Believers, what do you want? Do you want an abundant entrance? Notice this in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 17 through 18. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You see, that's our place, is to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And understand this as well. All of the works that you do will never assure you of getting into heaven. All the things that you do upon this earth will never assure that Jesus has given you salvation. Because salvation is a gift of God. It comes by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Jesus says this as he preaches the Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Understand here that there are those people that know who Jesus is, but Jesus doesn't know them. You see, the most important thing of all is that you be saved by the grace of God, and then you work for him. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You see, that's the way that it really works. Today, if you're lost, we pray that you'll find Jesus precious to your own soul. And today, if you're saved and still trying to work to keep yourself saved, that you'll understand that salvation is by grace. It's unmerited favor. Jesus saves, and Jesus is the one that keeps. But we that are believers need to work. We that are believers need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Well, we pray that these messages on eternal security have been a blessing to you. And of course, if you're saved, that they've been an encouragement that the Lord has provided eternal security, and that it's been a reminder to you of how glorious his grace and his mercy is to us. But that when you realize what he's done, that you'll want to serve him even more. You know, and if you're lost, we pray that you'll also see the grace and mercy that the Lord has made available for those that come to him. You need to go to him. You need to admit that you're a lost sinner and ask him to forgive you. Seek him with your whole heart. He won't turn you away. His Bible says that. He promises it. He won't turn you away if you seek him. You know, once you truly see what the Lord has done for you, and you truly see what you were and what he did in spite of what you were, and you accept him as your Savior, you will have a deep desire to serve him and to do his will. You know, and if you'd like to read more about this, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Once you're on the website, you can click on the link for articles by the pastor. And then in this area, you'll find an article titled Superficial Believers. And this article explains and points out the difference between superficial believers and true believers of Christ. Well, our time, unfortunately, is up for this morning, but we do want to thank you again for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.